This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome. Get ready for the ride.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. A big thank you to those chicks talking footy. My name is Andrew the Apprentice and joining me is birthday boy Ben.
Thank you very much. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you yet this year.
I know. We've been ships in the night.
Ships in the night. Yes, it was my birthday yesterday, so thank you very much.
That's all right. Did you have a great birthday?
I did have a lovely day. Now, do you like birthdays? I know some people like worry about getting older and stuff.
No, I don't really celebrate them that much.
So this happened to me yesterday, right? I was on an app. I was talking to a gentleman.
Right.
I had exchanged some photos, very classy ones, of course, because that's the kind of person I am.
Yes, yes.
And he said to me, "Surely you must be older than 34. You look a lot older than that." What a thing to say to somebody on their birthday.
Exactly. That's so horrendous.
I sent him three crying face emojis, the poo, an angry devil, and then I blocked him because I may be 34, but I'm still very immature.
So that was my night. But no birthday booty.
No, unfortunately not.
Damn.
But, you know, it was a Tuesday night, so...
You'll have to make up for it this coming weekend.
Although
everyone will be out of town.
It might be a little bit lonely out there, yes, but I will still be here, so...
It is, of course, Mardi Gras this weekend in Sydney, and the Mardi Gras Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And Joy 94.9 will be there with its bells and whistles right across the weekend. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that tonight. But as someone who's been involved with a few of the Joy broadcasts for Mardi Gras, I think one of the most impressive things, but for us emotional as presenters, is the number of messages we get in every year from people living in rural and regional Australia. It is amazing. They listen via the Joy website, the Joy app, and the community radio network, which we broadcast across. And it is it's amazing. And it's one of the times in years where we get these types of messages in from right around the country and internationally as well. And it's just amazing. And
very
so
cool.
Tonight we're going to be exploring that. And I guess really about the importance of Mardi Gras and Pride, more broadly, for rural and regional Australians. Because they don't get to go to these big festivals as much. And we're going to be doing that with our program director here at Joy, Chris Tate, who joined us about a couple of months ago now. And he has a lot of experience of living and working in rural and regional Australia. So be able to give us some insights about being a gay man in rural and regional Australia.
Excellent.
If you've got a comment or a question, as always, this is how you get in touch.
Share your thoughts. Email onair@joy.org.au. Have your say. SMS 0427 JOY949. And connect with your community.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek. Hide and seek. Hide and seek.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice, along with birthday boy Ben, are with you this evening.
As well as?
As well as our program director here at Joy 94.9, Mr. Chris Tage. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on this fine night.
It is a fine night.
It's like having your boss here. I've got to watch my P's and Q's.
Exactly.
For once.
Now, this coming weekend here in Australia is Mardi Gras up in Sydney, the Mardi Gras Parade, happening on Saturday night. Joy 94.9 is going to be there as always, and you're taking some leads in getting all that sorted.
I sure am.
And you're only really, 2 months into the job?
This is my eighth week.
Wow.
So we're 3 days into it.
You've been thrown in the deep end.
Yeah.
how have you found, and I suppose the reason we've got you in this evening is because you have spent a lot of your life living in rural and regional and really remote Australia as a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
And Mardi Gras is really important to connect the community and the Joy broadcast in particular, because we get messages in right from across the country and the world. And, I think our presenters have on more than one occasion teared up because we've had these types of messages come in from right across the country. Why is Mardi Gras important for you?
I think for me, it's that thing where I remember being a kid, or not even a kid, but a young gay man in Barrow. I grew up in Barrow, which is regional New South Wales. It's just out of Sydney, a couple of hours out of Sydney. It's kind of hobby farmland, but once upon a time it was farmland. So it has real roots in farming and agriculture. There's still, it's less and less these days, but when I was growing up, which was more years ago than I care to admit on air, it was very, I guess you'd say blokey. It was very, your roles were very defined, your roles were very set. And I remember being not fitting in at school, all those things. Definitely, I didn't fit in, I didn't feel like I belonged, and certainly the kids around didn't make me feel particularly welcome. So Mardi Gras, sitting back and watching Mardi Gras, the whole parade come out on air, because they used to do that once upon a time.
Yes.
They did, yes.
Live to air.
Yep. Live to air.
Basically.
It made me, I remember sitting there as a 14, 15 year old and thinking, one day I will go and watch that parade. Mm-hmm. One day I'll be there and I'll feel at home. I knew that was where my people were at. So for me, it's that coming together. It's not just about, it's the pride thing. It's the coming together of all those people and saying, we are who we are. We're proud of who we are. And there's no other person I can be. That's why Mardi Gras is important to me.
So growing up in Barrow, cover a little bit of your life off. You were in Barrow, then you went to Sydney for a while.
Yeah, I was in Barrow. Then actually I moved to Newcastle to do university there when I was younger. Then back to Barrow and then Western Sydney and then Sydney. So there was kind of an evolution. I kind of worked my way up to Sydney. Yeah. So even Newcastle and Penrith, which is Western Sydney, and Newcastle is like an old mining town. They were, for whatever reason, here I was like this confused, closeted gay kid, and I would always put myself in situations where I was in almost just bigger barrels, I never actually took the leap to go to Sydney.
And we're going to jump a bit here in that you end up really in outback New South Wales and then remote Australia.
So, yeah, the last couple of years, because I guess I needed to make some leaps in my radio career. I wanted to, like, really sort of climb the ladder maybe quicker than I should have. So I'd take those jobs in Bourke and things like that where I was the host of a mornings show, which I wouldn't have got in Sydney or even other regional centres, the bigger ones. So I went to Bourke, which was Western New South Wales, and it's that joke that you start in the back of Bourke in radio, and yeah, that's kind of where I ended up. And then after that, I moved into a remote in the Nunandurra lands, which was a community of 14 remote communities. Yeah,
and it's so just and that land and those communities are if people listening are thinking about a map of Australia, it's really near the border of Western Australia and the Northern Territory there.
Yeah, it's closer. So if you needed a geographical pinpoint, it was closer to Alice Springs than it was Kalgoorlie.
Yep.
So we were in WA, but we were closer to Ayers Rock, actually.
Yeah.
Ayers Rock was our biggest point of call, closest point of call.
Closest, yeah. Wow.
That so is closest pub.
That's pretty out. Yeah, I'm from WA myself. That's out there. So, Indigenous communities, gay man, how did that all go down?
It went down. It went down better in the desert, in the central desert, than it did in Bourke.
Yep.
There was times when I was working on this radio station in Bourke. I won't name it, but there's only one. and I was literally told I would talk about Grindr and I would talk about being gay openly on air.
Yep.
More subtly. Openly than like outright. Yeah. And my manager came to me and said, never talk about that on air again. Do not talk about that on air. It's not, we don't talk about that out here. But it was interesting because some of the feedback that I was getting from the listeners via Facebook and via text message and things like that was, oh, we love you because you're different. We love you because you're not the regular Western New South Wales farmer, rural kind of blokey bloke. Like they actually liked the change. But then there were the older members of the community and there were people who had, I guess, financial interests in the station sounding a particular way, who were like, do not do that. You know, be whoever you want in your life, but just don't bring it to air. Whereas in the remote communities, I was accepted just for being me, you know, and that was really nice. Although you turn on Grindr and the closest person was literally 400 kilometers away. So
why is that? Why do you think it was more accepted in those remote communities? What is it?
I think it's because there's a lot of factors in that. But I think one of the factors for me was that people were so appreciative. The Anangwa people that lived out there were so appreciative of anyone who came out and genuinely gave of their time and genuinely accepted that they didn't look at who is he, what does he sleep with, what does he eat, why is he gluten-free. You know, they didn't think of anything like that. It was just, this man is out here helping us. Mm-hmm. And that's all they saw. They saw you as a person. They saw you as your actions as opposed to who you slept with or who you... what social dating app you had on your phone. Yeah.
But a man has needs.
Yes.
Was it a matter of, I don't know, flying in, driving into Alice Springs or...
Once a month we went to Alice Springs.
Yep.
And that was pretty much all I could manage with work and things like that. So there was lots of... I'd go to Alice Springs once a month is the short answer to that question. Yeah. Then there was Uluru, which was... That was actually a pretty pumping...
Well,
Uluru's one of the STD capitals of Australia.
Yes. Sorry?
Yalara, which is a very small community, has one of the highest rates of STDs in Australia.
Ah, right.
And that's amongst the transient population because everyone's just sleeping with everyone. Lots of backpackers there.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So, yeah, you know, that was only 4 hours away. So
convenient.
Yeah, things got real bad.
If you think about, the south, well, I'm not going to say, the Melbourne boys won't travel more than half a kilometre. So
if you're not on the 109 tram, you're not sleeping with me, I'm sorry.
What's the rule? Is it the 20 minute? I forgot about it. When I lived in
one
Sydney,
zone only.
One zone.
Actually, that's less, one song's pretty far, actually.
No, no, it's less than that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, when I was in Sydney, I remember it was the 20-minute rule. If I have to drive more than 20 minutes to get to you, forget about it. But out there, yeah, yeah, like, if things got bad, I'd be like, I'm going to Uluru this weekend. I'm going to Yalara. Which is terrible that one of our most sacred spaces in this country was, for me, just a place to hook up, but yeah.
Having lived in these different types of communities, and I suppose we didn't really get to the Barrel, how was that? As were you out in Barrel?
It took me years to come out in Barrel. Even when I was out, I was never out when I was home, because at one point I went travelling around the world, and I was out. I was out and about. And then when I came back, I was broke and I went and lived with my parents. I was 30 and I went back in the closet, and it was really difficult because I don't know what that was about. I think it was that because I'd been so scarred as a kid. Like, it was awful growing up there. And I think times have changed, but it was really bad growing up. And I'm not saying Barrel as such. I think 20 years ago, regional and rural Australia, it was a difficult place to be gay. So I guess there was still a bit of scarring around that. So yeah, when I came back, I went back into the closet. It wasn't until I moved back to Sydney that I came out again, like, comfortably and properly. And yeah, now when I go home, I can't fight it anymore. I can't go back in. You know, if you've been in and out of the closet kind of all your life, once you're out, you know how much happier you are out, so you just stick with that. That's where I'm at.
You're on Joy 94.9. We are talking with Chris Tate, the Joy 94.9 program director, who is looking after all of our broadcasting this coming weekend for the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. We're going to be touching on everything that Joy is doing very shortly, and continue to chat with Chris. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek. Want to see you get nasty. Want to see you shake it down, babe. N-A-S-T-Y, you nasty boy.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew the Apprentice, birthday boy Ben, chatting with Chris Tate about Mardi Gras and its really important and its importance for rural and regional Australians. If you've got a comment or a question, don't forget to get in touch, 0427-JOY-949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Sure can.
Ben.
Send me an email. I'm just waiting for it. So, well, anyway, we have been discussing Chris's sex life, which is, you know, which we'd like to do, which is all very interesting. But I guess we really want to touch on just how important it is for Mardi Gras to reach people in these rural communities. Can you maybe talk about that a little bit?
I think, you know, one of the things is that, and I think this can actually lead into a bit of a vision for Joy, which is taking Joy to the world. Like, we're in a position here where we are the only LGBTIQ radio stations in Australia. We're one of the only ones in the world. We have this amazing coverage of Mardi Gras. We have this great shows like this. We have a great selection of shows where we talk about all kinds of various interesting, you know, LGBTIQ related topics. And we have a platform via podcasting, via streaming, to take these messages to the world. And what that does is, and what Mardi Gras does, and what broadcasting Mardi Gras does, is it begins to break down that isolation. Like, Ben, you were saying, even you grew up in a capital city, well, not a capital city, but a pretty big city, reasonably big city, Perth. It's a city. Yes, it's bigger than Barrel.
It's bigger than Barrel.
You have to admit that. And even in that environment, you found Mardi Gras interesting and exciting and vibrant.
We were just talking about it at the break, and I was going on Chris's comment earlier, just saying, yes, I remember that, watching my parents watching it on TV and being a little boy and seeing it and just thinking, this is strange, I don't know what this is, but I find this interesting, I like it somehow. So, yeah, being a gay kid in the middle of nowhere would just have to be so important to get these messages to them.
Yeah, and I think, you know, growing up in regional Australia, then in my adult life as an openly gay man in rural and then remote Australia, definitely I see what you see is there's still these sort of sets of men are men, you know, women are women, they stay home, look after the kids, and the men go out and they're the breadwinner and all that. And in, you know, in places in Western New South Wales, and particularly when I was living remote, those gender roles are still very set. They're very defined. So it's hard for, if you don't fit that gender role, then where are you? Who are you? How do you describe yourself? How do you explain yourself? How do you identify yourself if you know, oh, I'm not this, I'm not this, you know, I'm not a farmer, or I'm not, and even I won't talk too much about Indigenous culture, but what I will say is that the roles in remote and communities, are those gender roles are very, very set. And if you are a young gay kid in those remote communities, and they exist, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to find acceptance, self-acceptance, because you're not getting it. You're not getting it anywhere, and there's no examples of it's okay to be different. So that's why things like Mardi Gras and the ability to stream it and view it and see it on Facebook and social media and television, it's so important. This day and age, it's so important that we break it gives us an opportunity to break through and really make an impact and a difference in people's lives.
And especially, I would assume, with Indigenous cultures, some people don't want to run away to a big city.
They don't.
They want to live there, and they want to be themselves, and they want their community to accept them and to be happy and things like that. So I think it's must be pretty wide-ranging.
But not even in just in Indigenous cultures. When I was living out in Western New South Wales, there were, you know, there'd maybe be, again, you'd hop on Grindr, and it wasn't as far away. Maybe it was only 90 kilometres away. But there was still, there weren't a lot of options, for one. but for two, there wasn't a lot of representation. And there was, so that isolation was still very real. But people still felt the same. I was born in Bourke. Why should I move out of Bourke just because I'm gay? You know, so it's not necessarily you know, just, you know, in Indigenous cultures or anything. It's those regional towns where people feel that connection, and their family's there and their friends are there. And why do you have to move to a city just to be gay? And I think, you know, if you want to ever have sex, then probably it's a good idea. But just to feel yourself, and at least in those formative years, to see examples that it's okay to be gay, it's okay to be different, it's okay to not necessarily fit into a box. I think that's why it's important. Things like Mardi Gras is important.
I'm just reminded of my favourite joy story, which I'm going to share with you both, because it was before either of you were involved with the station. And this was about, 6-7 years ago, and I was producing Joy's first ever broadcast in Shepparton, which is about 3 or 4 hours up the road, rural broadcast. And somebody from a kid from Wagga, which is another 3 or 4 hours north of that, got his parents to drive him down to Shepparton so he could watch the Joy broadcast. And that was just, that is my favourite Joy story. And it just, reinforces the importance of Joy to be able to reach these members of our community who just don't live in our bubble.
That's exactly right. And there's a few people here at Joy who have the luxury of living in Melbourne and having access to the studio and the people, who do say, I was in the closet, and I've heard a couple of these stories, and I started listening to Joy, and Joy was the first time I thought, I think it's okay to be gay because there are other people around who are the same. Yeah, and that's powerful. That's really powerful.
And so somebody that's, you spent a bit of time there and then you left and you've been back and forth, what's the landscape like these days? Is it...
Where?
Are we getting through rural, in these rural areas? It's getting through? Is it getting better?
It's getting better, I think. You know, I can't speak as an authority to every regional and rural town in Australia, but I think it's getting better. Certainly, you see, the thing with Barrel is, even when I was growing up, things like public transport and highways weren't as, you know, prevalent or good, basically, or as accessible. So it was kind of still isolated. So it was very regional, rural, very farming, and that mindset was still there. the amount of times I got called a poof at school is, and all sorts of other stuff. It was soul destroying.
Mm.
Whereas now, seriously, access to Sydney is now so much easier that has started opening it up. The whole mindset that has started opening up, and social media and things like that, it's making it easier.
I mean, we talked about, shared some pretty horrible stories about apps and things like that, but really the connectivity with apps and stuff these days, there would have to be a lifesaver.
And one of the things I've noticed in rural communities and regional communities, and you can probably speak to this more, is that the apps are used in a different way in the regional communities. Have you found that?
Oh, definitely. When I was living in like Western New South Wales, because I'd come from Sydney. So I was working in Sydney. I'd been doing some radio stuff, but it was mainly periphery. It's very hard to break into the industry there. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for this. I'm going to move to Bourke. And so I'd come from Sydney where, and I think even in Melbourne, it's Sydney, Grindr and, you know, sex apps, for lack of a better word, are aggressive. Hey, it's like, are you into this? Nup, see you later. Block.
Yep.
Are you into that? Nup. Okay, see you later. You're not my type. What? You don't fit who I like. Block, blah, blah, blah. And it was just boom, boom, business. Get it done. Get it out. See you later.
Yep.
Whereas I went to Bourke and I moved to Bourke with that mentality where I was like, so are you interested in this? Okay, no, don't worry about it. And then I'm like, wow, now I have no one to talk to. And yeah, definitely people would just be like, but can't we just chat? And there was that, and there was people genuine. And I was like, generally in Sydney, it was, if you want to chat, it's like, are you into this? Do you do that? Blah, blah, blah. Are you top or your bottom? That was chat.
That was chat, yeah.
Yeah, whereas in these remote and regional communities, I think it is more used as a social app. Like, let's talk to people who...
It's not a lot different to your Facebook Messenger or your WhatsApp group or your whatever it is. That's how they people chat. They're chatting in inverted commas normally.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They just have a more accepting audience. Yeah.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We are chatting with Chris Tate, our program director here at Joy 94.9, spending some time before he heads up to Sydney. And we're going to be touching very shortly on about everything we're doing, everything Joy is doing over the Mardi Gras weekend. Don't forget, if you've got a comment or question, let us know. 0427JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Listen to all the celebrations from the streets of Sydney from 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 4, as Mad Wednesday Drive duo Michael Dalton and Gina Curry bring you parade commentary from the biggest event on the LGBTI calendar.
Hear special guests across the broadcast, including Mitch Coombs, with crosses to your favourite joysters roving on the street itself.
Catch all the action on Joy 94.9 and simulcast on SBS Radio 3 across a huge weekend of celebrations. The 2017 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade live on Joy 94.9 from this Saturday at 7 p.m.
Thanks to our broadcast sponsor, Holden. Let's go there.
Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
This is Joy 94.9 and Hide and Seek. Andrew the Apprentice and Ben with Chris Tate, our program director. And Joy 94.9 is, of course, as you've just heard, up at Mardi Gras this coming weekend. And Chris, we've got a jam-packed... What, 3 days? Two and a bit days.
Two and a bit days. So we're doing it a bit different this year. We're going all out. So once Chris and Cam get the ball rolling at 4 p.m. on this Friday. Oh, my God. I wish it was next Friday. I could do with just one more week, even a couple more days. Once they get the ball rolling, then that's it. It is like Mardi Gras Central all the way through till Sunday, 6 p.m. It's a massive undertaking. There's a team of us like working around, not around the clock, but there's a fair bit of the clock.
And as you know, as I indicated before, I have been involved with some Joy Progress up at Mardi Gras, and they are exhausting, but well worth it.
Yeah, so okay, I'll wait for the well worth it bit.
Anastasia and Warren are kicking off on Saturday morning, from 7 o'clock. And of course, we're partnering with SBS.
Yeah, that's really important. I think it's great that SBS, so they're giving us one of their digital platforms for that period. So it's all Joy from I actually, yeah, so I think it's about from 9 p.m. on the Friday, SBS take us. It's digital, SBS Digital 3. So we'll be across that platform nationally. And that's really big for Joy.
Yeah.
And it's a part of, I think, where everyone here wants to take Joy, which is to a national level. And so, yeah, we're partnering with SBS. They're being really, it's great working with SBS. Like, we're working with them on the commentary team as well. So our commentary team, we're broadcasting from the SBS OB van, which is this beautiful, it's like, you don't even want to know, it's a spaceship. So we're working from that, and we'll be commentating to the SBS live stream, the Facebook live stream. So it's pretty cool. You check out SBS Facebook, SBS website, and the Mardi Gras website, and you will hear our announcers, the Joy announcers, commentating to what's happening, and they're commentating to the world, which is really exciting.
That is fantastic. And of course, the Mardi Gras parade is our broadcast. From that is from 7 o'clock on Saturday night, but you've got programming right through Saturday with Saturday Magazine, a special word for word at noon. In teams right through the afternoon with some parade pre-shows. But in partnering with SBS, I guess it gives us a chance to do some stuff we don't normally do.
Mm.
Particularly on the Sunday.
On the Sunday. And I'm super excited about this. And I think a lot of us, basically the guys who work on World Wide Wave, who is, they do LGBTIQ news. It's on a Monday, Tuesday. It is on a Tuesday. Thank you, Gridmaster. It's on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And they do an amazing job of bringing news from across the world. So what they've done with this special is they're bringing coming out stories from all over the world. And what it is people speaking in their native tongues. So there's people speaking in Mandarin, Cantonese, Vietnamese, Arabic, Thai, Greek. I'll stop there because I don't want to get anything else wrong. that's a list of people telling their stories in these beautiful vignettes. And I actually don't understand a word of what they're saying because it's in their native tongue. But you can feel the emotion in the story. So they're telling their coming out stories in these beautiful little vignettes. And that broadcasts from 7 to 9. So it's 2 hours of that, people telling their stories in their native tongue. And what that does is, it breaks down even more barriers, because lots of people who listen may say, if English is their second language, they don't get the complexities of people's coming out stories. Yep. Mm-hmm. They don't get those little nuances. They don't get, they can miss some of the emotion. So what this does is it helps break down more barriers, and people who, you know, are culturally and linguistically diverse have the opportunity to hear a coming out story in their own language. And I think that's really powerful. And then the hour after that, so that's from 7 to 9 on the Sunday morning. Great way to wake up after Mardi Gras, I reckon. And then from 9 to 10, we're doing a queer Indigenous special where queer Indigenous artists and leaders from the community talk about their coming out stories. And we're playing music from some queer artists like Jesse Lloyd and Electric Fields. And it's really powerful and important. And some of their stories are, you've got to listen to it to hear it. But it breaks through the cultural divide.
And it keeps going right across Sunday with... Is that yourself and Tennille doing Sunday brunch?
Myself and Tennille, because we thought it would be unfair to ask anyone else to be up on Sunday morning, and I'll be exhausted. So even though I did get the offer of after-party tickets, I won't be going. I'll be chilling out that night and being up and about for breakfast that morning. Tennille and I doing a wrap-up of some of the highlights, some of what we experienced, and our own Mardi Gras stories. And so that's from 10 to 12 on
Sunday.
And
then we've got our top 50 queer artist countdown.
Yeah, that's really exciting. It's by the boys who do Pop Chops on Thursday nights. So they're doing a top 50 LGBTIQA+ countdown. So all the artists who fit into that category, they're counting them down. They're the Pop Chops boys. They've been putting it out on social media. They're getting a lot of feedback. We want this one. We want that one. I don't know who's in there. It's going to be revealed on the day. They're counting it down. I got a hot tip. reckon there's going to be some Kylie Minogue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And then there's going to be a highlights package from 4 o'clock by Warren. And then we're all going to be able to switch over onto the SBS television later that evening and watch the... What's the highlights parade as well?
Yeah, yeah, with their cracker team, which is what, Magda, Joel, Creasy, everyone else,
Fuzzy. Yeah, it's fantastic. So
it's a Mardi Gras weekend, and Joy is proud to be bringing it to you.
Exactly. So no matter where you are in the world, really, you can listen via joy.org.au, via SBS Radio 3, and the Community Radio Network, which we do every year. So it is a fantastic, jam-packed weekend. Chris, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
That's all right. Giving us a little bit of an insight into the importance of Mardi Gras and why Joy is here for, in particular, our country cousins.
Mm-hmm.
All the best.
Enjoy yourself. I'm not going. I've got terrible FOMO. I'll be listening to it online. It'll probably make it worse. But anyway...
You'll feel like you're there.
Yes. And then just dancing by myself in my room. Anyway.
Exactly.
It'll be great.
Yes, have a great time.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Have a good time.
I will. Yes. I will.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. That's it for tonight. Coming up next is Indie Heads with Declan. A big, massive thank you to David, our podcaster. All of our podcasts are available at joy.org.au/hide-and-seek. You can go there and get them and then, you know, rate them wherever you find them. And that's all fantastic. All of our social media posts are there as well. Now, next week.
Yes.
Ben.
Tell me.
Actually, Chris, we might bring you back in for a second.
Oh, okay.
We're having next week off here on Hide and Seek.
That's right.
It is International Women's Day next Wednesday.
It is. Good pickup.
And if that wasn't enough for you, Mardi Gras wasn't enough, we're going to have a special program here on Hide and Seek. Yes.
So all throughout the day, there's a couple of men who are sneaking in, but basically throughout the day next Wednesday, it's women are taking over the airwaves from breakfast all the way through to drive, and then throughout the night there are going to be women presenters doing women-focused shows. And yeah, next week Sammy Whitehead is coming back and doing a special Women's Day special for the Wet Spot.
So Sammy is returning to Joy next Wednesday to take over Hide and Seek spot, to take it as the Wet Spot, which of course was a program that she ran over a couple of seasons here at Joy a couple of years ago. And she really did model it on Hide and Seek, but for women. So it's a pleasure to be able to hand over that spot and get Sammy to return to Joy 94.9 for an evening. So make sure you tune into that next week. This has been Hide and Seek. We'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. All the best to Declan for this evening, and we'll see you next week or 2 weeks' time. Cheers. Bye.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.